This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. The death toll from the coronavirus outbreak has surpassed that of the SARS epidemic, according to data from Chinese authorities. This as millions of Chinese prepare to return to work on Monday. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
The death toll from the coronavirus outbreak has now surpassed the SARS epidemic in 2002 and 2003, after China on Sunday announced a new daily record number of deaths. Data from the National Health Commission showed 89 deaths on Saturday, pushing coronavirus deaths well above the 774 who died from SARS. That grim milestone comes as millions of Chinese people prepared to return to work on Monday. Authorities extended a Lunar New Year break by 10 days as deaths and infections rose, and many of China's usually teeming cities have become ghost towns over the past 2 weeks. Even on Monday, a large number of businesses will stay shut, with many white-collar employees working from home. Among the new deaths on Saturday was an American hospitalized in the central city of Wuhan, where the outbreak began. He's the first confirmed non-Chinese victim of the disease, which has spread to 27 countries and regions, according to official reports.
That was Emer McCarthy reporting for Reuters. Terrified residents of a northeastern Thai city have been reliving their ordeal after a gunman went on a shopping center shooting spree that left 29 people dead before he was killed by Thai security forces. The Prime Minister of Thailand on his troops' use of force.
Yesterday, I was worried about the use of force. It has to gradually go from light to heavy use of force, and measures taken has to be appropriate. That is most important because there were a lot of people present.
This is